We are going to continue the hour by talking poetry as we head into the year 2023. The town of Chapel Hill has a new poet laureate, Cortland Gilliam, taking over the position from C.J. Suit, who held it for the last 2 years. Cortland Gilliam joins us here in the studio now. Thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
All right. Thank you. Good morning. I'm glad to be here, and thanks for the invitation.
So for folks who don't know you, introduce yourself. Tell us about you.
Sure. So I'm Cortland Gilliam. I'm Chapel's new poet laureate, of course. Also a graduate student at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill in the School of Education within their Cultural Studies and Literacies program. I'm also the co-chair of the board of directors for the Marion Cheek Jackson Center, which is an organization that's dedicated to preserving and making history within the Black neighborhoods of Chapel Hill. So the Tin Top neighborhood, Pine Knolls neighborhood, and Northside neighborhood. I kind of wear a few different hats in community, but I guess like a community engaged poet. That's who I am. Also went to UNC for undergrad, so I've kind of been around the Chapel Hill area for a while now.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I did grad school. When I did grad school, that was like literally all I could do with the time I had. You're doing grad school and you're on the board of the Jackson Center and your poet laureate. Thank you for taking the 5 minutes that you have free this week and coming in here.
Hey, no worries. it can be a lot, but you find ways to stay engaged. I found it was difficult for me to just do the grad student thing. Of course, it becomes a lot more complicated, and how do I balance a dissertation with all these other things? But I think all the work kind of intersects in some way, and for me it's helpful to just be engaged in community and in space, and that requires sometimes that you go outside of the bounds of whatever your specific role is. But yeah, it can be a lot sometimes.
And on being engaged in the community, you also co-curate Black Out Loud UNC, right?
That's correct. Black Out Loud was an exhibition in 2019, September 25th, 2019, that I co-curated with a graduate student colleague of mine, Jerry Wilson, and with some support from an undergraduate student, D'Ivion Drew. And it was a kind of an art exhibition that's like a collaborative art exhibition that centered around the theme of representations of Blackness within a campus. It's at a historically white institution in the American South. And so we had Black students submit just art pieces around that theme. And we got, photography, sculpture, film, some painting stuff back, and then a bunch of poems. And we basically took all those submissions and put on a program with the support of the Center for the Study of the American South at UNC. And it was a 2-hour program. The first hour was kind of an open gallery walk. And then the second hour was a performance block. And that was just like a hugely impactful experience for me to kind of help facilitate that and to bring these voices to light. And a lot of that work, again, it was all collaborative. So the students who participated, some undergraduates, some professional school students, and a couple alumni, they helped, theorize the program as well. They helped, figure out who would exhibit with who. And so it was just very engaged work. And we were really building community amongst these, this very small collective of Black creatives on campus and taking up space in a cool way. That really opened my eyes to kind of how I can, be in community while using kind of my creative bent, if you will, using my identity, I guess, as an artist and as a, scholar and educator. It kind of fused all those things together in a really cool way. And, by the end of the event, I guess some over 100-something people came out, and it was just really great. And we had planned to do a follow-up in April 2020, but, we know what happens there.
One thing leads to another, yeah. Speaking with Cortland Gilliam again, among many things, Chapel Hill's new poet laureate, just taken over the position in January from C.J. Suit. So tell us about you and poetry. How did you get into it? What speaks to you about it? What do you love about
sure,
it?
Sure, and I'm really glad you're bringing C.J.'s name into the fold. As many chances as I can, I'm uplifting CJ because CJ is an incredible artist and just human, and really leads with love and supports a lot of people in community. And CJ's been doing the work of being a poet laureate for well over a decade now. I like to share with people that when I was an undergraduate student at UNC's campus, and I think around 2012 maybe, CJ came to campus to perform, and I saw him perform as someone who was just kind of coming into their, you know, poetic voice, their literary voice, or what have you, and that had a lasting impression on me. So to your question, yeah, how did I come to poetry? You know, it was really in undergrad that I think I started to write seriously. And again, part of that was seeing, you know, different representations of Black creatives and Black writers like CJ, also like Dasan Ahanu, who's the new Piedmont Poet Laureate for North Carolina. And just giving me just different visions of like what different forms of delivery for my artistry could be. Yeah, so that's kind of really how I got started. And I mean, I can argue that, you know, I had a love of words as a child, and you know, kind of extends a little bit further back. But I think in terms of seriously writing, it was an undergrad, and would start to go to open mics and read the things that I was writing. And yeah, just kind of slowly nurtured that craft and that practice throughout the last, you know, the last 10 years or so.
Who inspires you?
Yeah. So other than the names I've mentioned already, there's another local poet who, a couple other local poets. There's Fred Joyner, who's the most recent poet laureate of Carrboro. A great friend of mine, Lee Chapman. Johnny Lee Chapman, performance artist and poet. But in terms of just writers kind of broadly, I'm you know, a huge, I won't say follower of, but been very influenced by the words of James Baldwin, by the thoughts and the character of James Baldwin. So much so I have a James Baldwin tattoo.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I've you know, I'm always studying his work and in thinking alongside of his writing, but also in some of the spaces where, you know, trying to think of some of the things he didn't talk about or things he didn't get to. But yeah, I've always looked at him as someone who's ahead of his time as a writer.
Speaking with Cortland Gilliam again, new Chapel Hill Poet Laureate. So as we get into the role of the Poet Laureate, what do you see as being just the role of poetry in society and community in general?
Sure. I think it's, for me, it's dual parts, you know, it's kind of, for me, I don't want to say it's for all poets, but for me, it's a little educative in that it has the opportunity to kind of combine perspective and emotion in a very, like, unique way. And so I think the way I view it is it's a tool to kind of channel voices or to kind of synthesize, you know, emotions and feeling around different social events, happenings, you know, phenomena, whatever, and kind of give it back to the world in a way that kind of sheds a distinct kind of lighting on an issue or something. So it's, yeah, I see myself as someone who's using their voice to do certain kind of work that is, you know, hopefully like eloquent at times and has that kind of deeper kind of connection with audiences, but also work that kind of provokes something within someone, whatever that something is. You know, it's like the goal is for people to kind of feel and reflect and to really absorb the words. And in that absorption then comes, you know, changed action or thought patterns, which then leads to, or has the potential to lead to changed action. So yeah, that's kind of how I see it. Of course, I'm thinking of, like, you know, Nina Simone's quote, you know, the duty of the artist, I'm paraphrasing here, is to reflect the times. Mm-hmm. And there's like some sense of an obligation to reflect the times. And while I say that, I know that I can't reflect everything, right? I'm one person and I have a very distinct perspective and I'm exposed to only certain things, but I do try to kind of, you know, be a witness in a sense, a Baldwin sense, and kind of report back kind of how I'm feeling and what I'm seeing, and hopefully reporting back things that are relatable to other people.
Oh, now I want to go on a tangent, because like reflect the times, but also like Baldwin, like still be able to speak to people 50, 100 years later too.
I mean, right? That would be amazing if that's the reach, but you know, it really for me, a lot of it comes back to this idea of relationality, right? And I think I've been thinking a lot about this just through my, like, you know, community-based cultural work and my scholarship, which is on, like, youth protest movements and stuff like that, and then just my writing. I think it's really important to, like, for me, like, the political, like, front and challenge that I think people, we as society, ought to face or, you know, consider more is this, you know, the idea of how we relate to to space and to the norms of space, the norms that kind of govern our space, whether they're like cultural or social, whatever. How do we relate to the spaces that we occupy, and how are we really intentional about how we relate to the people that we share those spaces with? And I think if we can, you know, be a lot more intentional about that, I think we can address some other larger, you know, social, I guess, ills or inequities, what have you. And so, I think that's part of it for me is really trying to be intentional about that or thoughtful around that. Yeah.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Poet Laureate Cortland Gilliam, and we got to wrap up, and I have 10 more questions for you, but I want to give you a chance to read something
sure.
if you want.
Yeah, for sure. So this is a piece that's just, I come back to this kind of as a reminder, like a self-reminder. I don't want to do too much, you know, setting it up, but yeah, just the idea is collective purpose and how do we come together and still, you know, stay motivated in whatever work we're doing. So it's entitled Purpose. It's easy to forget. It's easy to settle into rhythm and routine, revel in complacency and backfloat from preoccupation to distraction. Not only is it easy, I think sometimes we actually want to. You see, I think sometimes we want to forget that there is something more, that there is something far greater in this life than simply maintaining. You see, sometimes I think we like to forget that there's some deep, insatiable void within us that the humdrum of life's endless chatter will never fill. Like whispers in a vacuum or cries in an empty field, I feel we'd like to ignore the sense that our role here in this grand production exceeds that of passersby here for a brief stay or vacation, but we can't. No matter the amount of strain, we cannot shake the feeling that we owe something, some infinitely inadequate yet great contribution as a token of our gratitude for the chance to experience it all. And I think that somewhere along the way, we always remember that our lives are instruments of creation and that we each have a distinct harmonizing note to contribute to its song.
Awesome. As Cortland Gilliam, Chapel Hill's new Poet Laureate, got to wrap up. That was fantastic. Thank
Appreciate
you so much. Where can people find you online?
Yeah, sure. Instagram handle is Corter_Pounder. My name's Cortland.
Right.
Thought it was funny.
CJ Suit had a pun handle, too.
It's,
suit
you right.
Yeah.
I like
it's
it
a
better.
New prerequisite for Chapel
yeah.
Hill Poet
You
got to
have
it.
Yeah. Other than that, please check out the Town of Chapel Hill's Community Arts and Culture page, which has, like, you know, of course, a bio on me, but then also more information about, you know, things that I'm involved in, and you can keep in up with different programs that I'll be trying to put on during my tenure. I think those are the two main places right now that are coming to mind. I'll have a website, but it's not up and running yet. But there's that. And I guess the last thing I'll plug is the Black Out Loud. If you want to learn more about that exhibition, it's blackoutloudunc.org.
Awesome. Go there and find out more. Community Arts and Culture online at chapelhillarts.org. You can go there too. Cortland Gilliam, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This has been great.